Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you how to close the wealth gap in your own life with the man who's done it for many, our wealth coach himself, Tyrone French. Hey, Tyrone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Tyrone French, the host of Closing the Wealth Gap. Thank you for tuning in. Paul, I don't even know what to call you these days anymore.
Engineer, inspiration, sidekick, I don't care. You call it whatever.
You know, my main man. That's what I start calling you, my main man, because we couldn't do these shows without you.
You're buddy. Batman, I'm Robin. I'm the boy wonder, but you're the man.
Hey, I tell you what, man, it's a labor of love, and I like the way we come together. And
I do too. We really have a good time. We bring out the best in both of us, because you know a lot about a lot of things I really haven't thought about. And I have all this crazy, you know, mad scientist stuff here. And I also, because I sit at the University of California, Irvine, Beal Applied Innovation Center, we do lots of shows, including them. I feel like I'm at the crossroads of these conversations. I mean, I know, but I hear, I got my ear to the ground. I'm hearing a lot of trends, a lot of things. And so it isn't just my opinion, I think, I bring in. I think there are opinions that within the business community, within the general community, that people are asking, wondering about. And today's topic is one of them, that's for sure.
You bring that ordinary guy perspective.
Yeah, right.
And that's what, you know, we touch on subjects a lot of times that are, you know, just makes people's eyes glaze over, and it's stuff that they really, really don't want to think about, but it's stuff that they absolutely need to be focused on, because
really?
It's so important to their financial well-being or financial wellness. And again, this show, Closing the Wealth Gap, is designed just to give people enough information to whereas now they're thinking about it.
Yes.
And they're looking at their situation and saying, you know what, I'm going through this right now. I've been maybe struggling for a while, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So now it's time for me to do something about it. And, you know, if you want to contact me, you know, just go to closingthewealthgap.coach. If you want to schedule a phone call, just call 877-296-5192. There's somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that'll answer that phone.
Operator standing by.
Operators are standing by. And again, we're here to help you. And the most important thing we want you to know, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Right. It is not your fault.
Too often it does feel like my fault. And so I'm embarrassed. You know, if you shame me, I'll stay. I know I should have done a lot of things. I should have lost weight. I should have done this. I should have, could have, would have, whatever. And the more you remind me of those things, it just makes me either more depressed and I put it more out of my head, or it makes me push it further off because I don't want to hear how dumb and stupid I am, even though deep down I know I'm kind of dumb and stupid about this stuff and I should do these things.
You know, we don't equate financial illiteracy as a cancer, but it really is.
Yeah.
Because if you don't solve this problem, if you don't get the treatment that you need, if you don't cut it out, over time it's going to get worse. And the economy tells us that just based on inflation, things are not going to be cheaper in the future. They're going to be more expensive. Taxes are not going to go down for the majority of the people. They're going to go up. So if you don't address this problem early, then it's going to get out of control.
Yes.
And one of the things we're going to talk about today, which is basic, which is foundational for your financial wellness, is life insurance. Mm. It's a subject that is, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to think
already
about it.
Already they're reaching for the dial. Oh, life insurance. I don't want to hear this thing. Don't tell me more about it. But you've made it so, we've talked about it before, and I know you're going to go into lots of things. Here's what I find interesting about it. It isn't just protecting. It isn't just keeping your loved ones protected after you die. I'd love to have my daughter taking care of my wife and everybody else, my house. But you know what? That's maybe not the first thing I'm thinking about. I'm trying to pay today's bill right now, and you're giving me a future bill.
Most people
bill.
Are not thinking about life insurance as something, as a benefit that they can use right now.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to explain to people, and that's what I want to break down, because life insurance is an asset.
Yeah.
And it's not an and or asset. It's an asset. We call it an and asset, meaning that you can use life insurance to finance your purchases. You can use life insurance to collateralize a loan. You can use life insurance to start a business, which is what Walt Disney proved that he used a portion of his cash value in his life insurance, which is, you know, your equity in your life insurance, to start Disneyland. Ray Kroc.
I didn't know that. You say that so casually. I didn't know that. Ray, now you're going to say Ray Kroc from McDonald's.
Yeah. From McDonald's. Used his cash value in his life insurance to actually pay his employees. He was going through, there was a situation where he had a rough patch and he had overextended himself. He didn't have another capital source. And lo and behold, he was able to use his life and the cash value in his life insurance to bridge that gap. So there's so many different applications of while you're still alive that you can literally use your life insurance. And Paul, let me bring this up too, because life insurance is the only financial vehicle that self-completes. It creates an immediate estate.
Say that again, because you say this with such dramatic effect, and I know I'm not the only one going, huh? What does that mean?
Let me give an example.
I don't have an estate.
An estate is something that you own and that you control and that you pass down. That's your estate. Meaning, or I could have said legacy. Life insurance is the only product that can meet that that generates or creates an immediate legacy. So let's say you got in one hand you have $100, and in the left hand you have $100, the right hand you have $100.
Okay.
And the left hand, you're going to use this money for your retirement. Every single month you're going to put $100 away for your retirement.
Okay.
And the right hand, you're going to put $100 a month away for your life insurance policy.
Right.
And let's say, depending on your age, we're going to go with somebody that's very young and just starting out. And that policy bought maybe $150,000 worth of life insurance. Mm-hmm. Well, same amount of money, same amount of time. A year from now or 12 months, this person had a fatal accident. They're no longer here.
Okay.
If it was $1,200 in their retirement plan or their 401k or their IRA, it accumulated $1,200 plus interest, which is going to be taxed. But that $1,200 that went into that life insurance policy will pay $150,000 income tax free to the survivor. Now, imagine this person didn't pass away and they lived to retirement. And they had money for in their retirement plan. And let's say it was 20, 30, 40 years from now. They had money in their retirement plan, but they also still had the life insurance. Well, at that point, when it comes to retirement, they have a choice. Let's say if they're married, instead of them, there's two options they're going to give you. You can take a lesser amount of your retirement and leave a portion to your surviving spouse. So what that means is that you're living off of less of that income during retirement because you want to leave a portion to your spouse when that time comes when you're no longer here, which makes sense. But if you have your retirement plan backed up by a life insurance policy, you can receive 100% of your retirement because when you pass away, the life insurance will kick in for your surviving spouse. And the money that's coming from the retirement plan, she would have to pay tax on that, income tax. The money from the life insurance is income tax free.
Can I share one with you, a quick story?
Sure.
Here? You're wearing a Navy cap today here.
Yes.
God love you. You were in the Navy. You were in the Army too, but that's all, yes, another story. I don't get that. I don't know who you root for on Army-Navy day here.
I know.
But I went to the University of Michigan. Okay. And I read this a while ago, and I pulled this up in preparation for today's show. The big coach there hasn't done so well lately, but Jim Harbaugh, everybody knows his name. He was the coach of the 49ers, almost won a Super Bowl with him, went to the University of Michigan. We all expected big things. Hasn't quite been as big as we hoped, but he's still a big coach, right?
Yes.
Big school.
I know where you're going with this.
They just renegotiated his thing, and according to what I'm reading here, in his updated contract, they're going to loan him $4 million in 2016 and another $2 million the following 5 years to what? Pay for life insurance premiums. And according to the reports, it says here Harbaugh does not need to repay the loan they're giving him until he dies. as long as he keeps policy active, and he can then draw this money out, borrow against it, use it, or just let it all pile up. And at the end, the University of Michigan gets to recoup their initial investment out of whatever the death benefits are, and the rest of it goes to his family. He's building up a huge nest egg and a way to bypass traditional banks and borrow money loan-free from...
Exactly.
It's nuts. I mean, everything you're talking about...
It's not nuts. It's strategy.
Yeah.
It's strategy that the majority of the population don't understand this. Even with corporations, companies do the same thing with their executives. It's called executive bonus or key man insurance. And all it means...
I heard that key man insurance, right?
Yeah. So all it means is that if this is the top dog that's generating X amount of revenue, they want to make sure that they have a life insurance policy on this person just in case something were to happen to him.
Right.
And so those policies can range in the millions of dollars. But the company has access to that capital that's in the policy. So they can use that as leverage. They can use it as collateral. They can use it to scale their business.
So here's one of the top college coaches in the country, big major university, and he's clever enough to negotiate his contract. Don't give me write me a check for $4 million and I get taxed on it and all this other stuff here. Don't give me stock or something. Give me, it's a loan. You're gonna take it, and I put it into a life insurance policy, and it's just like cash in the bank. I can borrow against it. I can use it as collateral. Maybe I can't run and spend it right now. I'm sure some of it they're giving him some cash too to live day to day. The poor guy, you know. But they're giving him a loan, a free loan, to go buy life insurance. Later on, they get themselves covered. Along the way, they're covered, but later on, they'll get their money back. And he gets, if it lasts that long, his family would get a big chunk of money, $4 million minus what the university put in. But he gets to use that money. He's treating it like a bank. He doesn't want a check. He wants.
That's right. Because a loan in the United States is still income tax free.
Yeah. See? Look at that.
Yeah.
Smart. So we're all sitting here. Tyrone, this is not for me. Come on. This is. Life insurance, that's old, that's dull, that's for tomorrow. There's nothing I can do with it today. Whobody in their right mind would take life insurance? How about Jim Harbaugh, the major college coach in the Big Ten here?
Absolutely. And like I said, it's self-completing. So it's the only vehicle that creates an immediate estate. So over a period of time, again, if he passes away, that policy is worth millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah.
To his estate, income tax-free.
And so in the meantime, it's money in the bank for him.
That is, not only is it money in the bank, but it's generational wealth. See, yeah. And this is one of the things I want people to understand. You could be living payday to payday. Because again, this podcast, that the 5% of the population, there was another article came out that, you know, they're going to be fine. They're always going to be fine. They're going to, because the rich gets richer and the poor gets poor.
We know it.
The more money that you have, the more money that you can acquire, the more money that you can accumulate. With poor people though, even the money that they have, they end up losing because they have to pay it off in debt,
yeah,
or other finance charges. So that's how the rich gets richer and the poor gets poor, because your wealth compounds. But your debt also compounds as well.
Yeah.
So if you're in a situation where, and this is what I like about Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, they're talking to a very specific audience when they're talking about buying term insurance, mm-hmm. Buying term and investing the difference. So what they're saying is that you need as much life insurance as you can afford, because your income level and your debt ratio is very high. To whereas if something were to happen to you, you're going to leave a huge financial burden on your family. So if you buy term insurance, which is the least expensive product, then you can literally insure maybe 8 or 10 times your annual income.
Because there's no equity in that. That's not a bank account. That's no savings.
There's no equity. It's just pure coverage.
Right.
But in the beginning,
like
when you're
my
first
auto insurance, I pay into my auto insurance. I don't ever get anything back in that. I can't borrow against it. There's nothing to. I'm just covering myself in case of an accident.
Well, it depends on the company. Depends on the policy, because we did a show about BMW, where I was actually able to call my auto insurance company, and they were able. There was a clause in the policy where they covered a maintenance expense that I had no idea was covered.
That's true too. So there are other hidden benefits, but
they're hidden benefits.
But it's not a bank account that I can go borrow against or leverage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The issue is that most people don't read their policies. They don't know what's in them. And so
anything.
It takes somebody like me, a coach, that can literally look at your financial situation and say, hey, look, these are other options that you might want to consider. And they didn't. And I'm giving them three or four options. And they didn't even know they had one.
Tell me the story again, just to remind people. It's the greatest story you've ever told me. You're a young insurance guy on the phones calling people. Hey, just want to update your policy. Hey, we want to take a look at it. Hey, nobody's talked to you in a while. What all young, eager beavers do. And you hit a live one. You hit an old lady.
True story. It changed my life. It changed the way I viewed myself as a life insurance agent. At that point, after that phone call, it became a ministry for me. I became a servant.
Really? Yeah.
But again, the story is I was working for this this agent. I was working for New York Life Insurance Company on Wilshire Boulevard. At the time, I thought that I had made it because, again, I had these visions of being, in a high rise and, I could overlook the city. And I'm thinking like, wow, I got the secretary and I have made it. But again, I'm a young rookie insurance agent. So I'm working with this established agent and he had thousands of clients. So he wanted me to go through his book of business and find, some of his clients that he could provide, do an insurance review on. Mm-hmm. So I called this, I'm going through the list and I called this one lady and she was very rude. I mean, just nasty. And, I'm trying to be professional and everything. But at one point I was like, well, listen, lady, I'm doing you a favor. I'm calling you, to set up this appointment.
Review, update it, see what you got. Right.
You have like $10,000 in your life insurance contract, and we just want to come out and do a review to make sure everything is okay, your beneficiary and stuff. And at that point, the phone was just quiet. I literally thought she had hung up on me. And then all of a sudden, I heard this whimpering in the background. And
whimpering, crying.
She was crying. And she apologized to me. She said, I apologize. I am so, so sorry. She said, but their house was in foreclosure. They were in the last leg. They had no idea what they were going to do. They knew that they were going to get foreclosed on. And they were going to be out. And they were going to be homeless. And all of it, they had prayed. It's like, God, we don't know what else to do. We're on our last leg.
Send me an angel. Send me a message. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 2 days later, this young guy, Tyrone French from New York Life, calls him up and say, hey, look, you got $10,000 in your policy, lady. what do you want to do?
You can use it.
So they saw that foreclosure problem with the money that was in their life insurance policy. So I don't have to sit here and fabricate and make up. I know it works. And also, even they got this thing called a policy called final expense insurance. All it means is that if you, again, you're living payday to payday or you don't have the assets that other people have, you can at least buy a smaller life insurance policy, maybe $10,000,
$20,000,
that you don't leave that financial burden on your family when you pass away. I hate seeing driving down the street and seeing those intersections where these guys have these signs where somebody had passed away, or they're doing GoFundMes to try to fund somebody's funeral.
Help us to bury my dead relative.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I've been through it three times now, my friend. It's not a fun process. Mom, dad, and my maiden aunt, all three of them, I'm an only child, fell to me to take care of all of them in their final stages and the final expenses. And my aunt, being the poor little once secretary that she was, poor as a church mouse, as they say, she didn't have two nickels to rub together at the end. And so I had to come up with, creative. I had to write checks to, she didn't get buried. She just got cremated. And cremated's not free. It's a couple $1,000s just to.
And today, Paul, it's even more expensive. And again, I'll give you, my 19-year-old brother was killed in a car accident in 2001.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Yeah.
And my dad, had again had enough sense to make sure that all his kids had life insurance. Mm-hmm. And the rub of it, the kicker is the brother that was driving the car, he got arrested for vehicular manslaughter. So my mother had the baby, had to bury the baby of the family at the time. Again, he was 19 years old, and she had to defend another child that had been arrested for vehicular manslaughter. And so, again, it was the life insurance that allowed my parents to bury my younger brother with a funeral that she felt was becoming to him, and to also have the money to pay a really good attorney to represent my brother. So, like I said, I'm not telling you, I know this stuff works.
Yeah,
I know it works. And another thing I want, I'm wearing my Navy hat today and we're talking about life insurance. You know, I'm a veteran. I served in the Army. I've also served in the Navy. But a lot of my brothers and sisters out there that served in the military, they think that their funeral and their life insurance is taken care of when it's not.
Talk about that, because everybody assumes that. My father was a vet. When he died, I thought, this has all got to be under some sort of VA stuff. I think they gave him $300 for a headstone. We didn't even get him physically buried. So there,
that's a part of the benefit.
What isn't what I thought it was going to be here.
Right. If you serve based on your discharge, again, especially here in California, they're going to provide the honors. They're going to provide... meaning that the ceremonial guard, the flag, the headstone,
yes, we got
and the interment. Like right now, it's in Riverside, California, that's open to veterans. But what they will not cover is the mortuary portion, and that's what shocks a lot of families, because again, they thought everything was taken care of. And so, when you're on active duty, you have this thing called Serviceman's Group Life Insurance, or SGLI. Once you transition from active duty to veteran status, your policy transitions to VGLI, which is Veterans Group Life Insurance, but you have to apply for it. And that's where the disconnect is, because a lot of veterans don't apply for Veterans Group Life Insurance.
Wow.
And especially let's say if you're a disabled veteran, well, you can set it up to whereas those premiums are literally coming out of your paycheck. But again, if they don't know this stuff, if they're not privy to it, then they're assuming that everything is okay.
And does that benefit go away if you don't exercise it within a certain period of time?
It goes away. It absolutely goes away. As a matter of fact, you have up until maybe 3 years to apply for VGLI.
Wow.
Once you get off active duty. And if you don't do it then, it's hard to get. And it's VGLI, all it means, it's a 5-year renewable term. So what that means is that for 5 years, that price is fixed. So if you were paying like maybe $25 a month for $20,000 worth of coverage, that's what it's going to be for the next 5 years. But after that 5 years is up, then the premium is going to go up because you're actually into another different tier. But you'd have to pay for it. Absolutely. But it's cheaper if you're a veteran, it's cheaper in most cases to use the VGLI than to go into the regular market and try to get a standalone policy.
Because you're part of a group.
You're part of a group. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Well, the group that we're in, the group that's listening, is wondering to themselves. Part of them is kicking themselves like me. And part of them is saying, this is so overwhelming and confusing. I'm just going to put it aside for another day. Why don't they just call somebody? Are you going to hound them? Are their agents going to hound them? That's what we're all afraid. If you're going to call us up and then, oh my God, I'm going to get hammered so hard here. Nobody's really out just to help me or give me advice.
We're here. Not only do we want you to know that it's not your fault, but we want you to know that we're here to help, and that this is a labor of love. We love doing it.
Yeah,
and again, I'm going to go back to that one point about the generational wealth, because I really want to drive this home. Imagine, you're living payday to payday, mm-hmm. and you're doing everything that you can to stay above water.
I don't have to imagine that one. I don't have to think, well, what's that like? Yeah.
But let's say you're breaking even. Your balance sheet is breaking even. In your situation, one of the best things that you can do is to get a life insurance policy. Because again, you can find the numbers in your budget. As a matter of fact, I can help you do that. That's one of the things that I specialize. One of my specialties as far as it is finding the money. If we can't find it in your budget, then we can create the dollars that you need to do this. But anyway, again, living paycheck to
paycheck. Let me stop you again, because that's, you just gloss over that. That's the whole key. Tyrone, I'm living payday to payday, or I'm just getting by. And you want me to do what? Put $100 towards what I only think is a future benefit? No, see, it has some tangible benefits. It has some accumulated benefits. It has some borrowing benefits, some credit building benefits. It has some other benefits. And you say, well, okay, I get that now. You convinced me it's more than I thought it was. But I still don't have the 100, the 200, whatever it is. And you're saying, I'll find it or we'll generate it. That goes back to all your other talks about how do you get a little side gig, do something else. Let's think about how you're going to get a little more money into your life here. And if I can do that, maybe we can use some of it to pay this. That's radical thinking for most people.
See, what we do here is we give people options, and we're giving them five or six options. Again, when they thought they had no options or one option,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, again, they're getting a steady paycheck. And from that steady paycheck, a lot of times what they're doing is they're overpaying in taxes. Their withholdings are messed up.
There you go.
So a lot of times all we have to do is change their withholdings. And now they got $200-$400 extra a month coming in that would have been going to the government. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The IRS and the government, they want you to do this. They want to make sure.
Interest-free loan for them. Hey, we'll take the money.
But what I'm saying is that if you turn that around, at the IRS website, they're telling you, we want to make sure that you're maximizing your withholdings to where you're receiving that money and not us. And so, again, imagine I'm dealing with a family, well, a husband and wife, and we're working on both of their forms. We're making sure that their withholdings are together. And all of a sudden, the husband ends up with an extra $500 or $600 a month because, you know, his income is a little bit higher. And the wife, she ends up with like maybe another $200, $300, and $400. We're talking about a swing of anywhere between $500 to $1,000 a month extra.
Found money
that's already there. So, but again, let me touch on this point because it's really important. Now you went from having no assets because you're living payday to payday. A lot of times you're renting. A lot of times you don't own your car. Even if you have a mortgage, you don't own that. They'll let you call yourself a homeowner, but you don't own it.
Never will.
So
maybe
you get a life insurance policy, and that policy is maybe worth $250,000 that we found the money that now you can purchase. When you pass away, now your family is going to receive $250,000 income tax free. So if we're talking about a husband and wife, and both of them have $250,000 policies on them, that's $500,000 income tax free that went to a family where they were living payday to payday.
And now they have an estate.
Now they have generational
wealth. And maybe the communities that they come from, communities of color, communities of persistent
poverty,
persistent just middle class existence,
yes.
Job to job. You go get a job and your dad got a job and you're going to get a job. It's the same. It's a cycle. You're working in the mill. You're working in the mine. You're working in the factory. You're working for the man. It never breaks out of this stuff. You've broken the cycle.
Yes, sir. And we do it every day. We do it. This is what we do every single day. And it, Paul, you know, I kind of hate to admit this, but all of the questions are the same. All of the scenarios are the same. What changes are the people,
right?
The individuals, and based on their personalities, how they're going to deal with it.
So if somebody wants to get religion, if they've suddenly seen the light, if they want salvation, if they want a hope for the future, does it start just listening to the show and maybe picking up a phone and calling somebody to see if there's somebody you can help?
Well, I tell you what, I know that there's somebody out there that's listening to this podcast, and they're thinking, you know what, I'm at the end of my rope. I don't know how we're going to survive. I don't know how we're going to make it through this.
Yeah.
You know, but you heard this podcast and you heard this guy, Tyrone French, wealth coach, saying, hey, look, just give us a call. You know, call the number 877-296-5192 or go to your website, closingwealthgap.coach, or get my app.
I like that idea because now you're not going to immediately, I call you and then you're going to come over and I feel pressured, you can either just check it out on the website. You can keep or get an app, and all the information is in the palm of their hand. You're in the palm of their hand. And
exactly.
Then they decide when they hit that button that says call. I've heard enough. I've seen enough. Help me.
On the app that you're going to download, it's a free app. It doesn't take up any space in your phone. But on that app, there's a button that says call Tyrone. All you have to do is press it. And you're connected to me. You're connected to my network. And I'm telling you, we can help.
So what if they're not ready? You know, sometimes you just got to preach and teach over and over and over again until the light goes on. Do you give up on people? You get frustrated with them?
We don't give up on anybody. It's okay if somebody's not ready. But what we found is that when family members, when they say that they're not ready, and all of a sudden they take that leap of faith and they start seeing their lives change, the confident level change, it's infectious. Other family members want to do the same thing. And now we're getting these phone calls. You helped my brother. You helped my sister. You helped my aunt. You helped my dad, you know, and we'd like for you to help us too. Best feeling in the world.
All right. Take us out. Tell us what your final takeaways and thoughts are, and what you say to people who are just keep coming back and back and back and saying, I'm interested. I don't know. I just can't take that leap of faith.
Well, again, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And again, you know, we're not going to put you in a headlock and make anybody do this. But if you deserve to have the lifestyle that you want, mm-hmm. you deserve to have the financial wellness that not only that you deserve, but your kids and your grandkids deserve. Because everybody out there, Paul, is going to leave a legacy. It's either going to be a legacy of abundance, or it's going to be a legacy of poverty, or it's going to be a legacy of mediocrity. But you're going to leave a legacy, and you determine that. All we're saying is that you have somebody that can help you walk through that process. We love you. There's no judgment. We just want to solve this problem and help you live that best life that we know that you're capable of living.
Love it. Well, we love you. Keep coming back. Don't give up. Lots of free stuff each and every time here on Closing the Wealth Gap. Give us one more time. How do people reach you?
Well, again, you're going to download my app. You're going to go to closingthewealthgapapp.com. closingthewealthgapapp.com. You're going to either go to my website, hit subscribe. And again, we're there to help. We love you. And keep coming back and listening to Closing the Wealth Gap.
That's our show for this week. Closing the Wealth Gap. The one show, the only show that shows you how to take control of your financial future. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.